The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
It's time for our weekly music spot. Larissa Nolan and John Cadell from RockyLike.com are with us. How many of you out there still have your old cassettes that you might have played your music on? I mean, the retro revival has brought back the album, the LP, the vinyl disc. But cassettes? Larissa, did you ever keep any of your cassettes? Because apparently 50,000 of them were sold in Britain last year.
I know, I find this quite a bizarre trend. I mean, it's really interesting. But you know the way you get it when you have a record and you put it down and you put the needle on the record and there's that kind of ceremony about it. But there was never really that about cassettes or tapes, as we used to call them in Ireland.
And also, you actually had to forever putting your finger down on the fast forward or the rewind to get where you wanted to, and you could never get accurately to where you wanted to get
to. Yeah, exactly.
And then
they'd get caught up.
They
break. Yeah, you're right, exactly. And then you'd be sticking them together with sellotape and all these kind of things. I still remember the tapes I had, though. Like, I remember seeing The Dreaming by Kate Bush and Magical Mystery Tour by the Beatles, but I don't know where they've all gone. And I'm completely confused about why this has made such a comeback. Maybe John has some idea why.
I've no idea why, unless it's a hipster's thing, because, I mean, The big
you almost spat the word hipsters out there, John.
The big formats are popular generally because they are an improvement on what went before. Now, the digital compact, or the compact cassette as they were called, took over from 8-tracks by and large, certainly in car stereos in the US.
And nobody has an 8-track anymore.
Nobody has an 8. Well, you can still buy them, vintage 8-tracks, and some people swear by them, but no. I mean, cassettes always sounded terrible because they were always sounded hissy, even if you bought the chrome cassettes, they still sounded hissy. They would snap, as you said. You leave them in your pocket for a day.
Cassettes were really for taping other people's music off.
I couldn't possibly say that now.
Or taping stuff off the radio, connecting up and taping your favourite music off
and
the radio.
And to this day, whenever I hear I Want It All by Queen, I still expect Barry Lang to come in and back announce it, you know, because that's how I had it first. But yeah, you're right, that's what they were for, and they exploded then when the Walkman came along, in that they started to overtake vinyl as the medium of choice. But yeah, they never sounded good. They were far too brittle. And I don't know why anybody in 2019 would choose to buy a cassette other than because they think they're a bit
quirky. Okay, we're actually getting lots of comments in from people. Are they good because they were really the first portable music in Walkmans?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the Walkman breathed a new life into them, but that's the only reason they were so popular for so long.
Billy Idol graces my stereo and cassette to these days. I even have my 4-year-old dancing to it, and he loves the buttons. And in fact, when many people had for many until recently, there's probably a lot of people still driving around with stereo cassettes in their cars.
Yeah, there is.
And I actually took out my old hi-fi system, whatever you would call it, and there are two cassettes in it, which one of my teenage sons now uses. And I've seen him throw cassettes into
it. Why? What's the attraction of cassettes? I mean, because let's be honest, you mentioned about fast-forwarding and rewinding. You could never get it accurately. If you want to do that, put on a CD or have a look at the vinyl and see where the little groove is. Why would anybody choose to play cassettes? I don't understand why.
Yeah, I played one the other day, though, actually. I found the only format I had a copy of, B-52's Cosmic Thing, is a great album. And it actually works very well on a side one, side two kind of basis. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I remember I put that in the other day and I was like, it actually sounded great. And I think that's the only one I still play because I don't have it on any
But hang on, would you not stream that music? If you like old music that you can't find your CD or your cassette of and the rest, would you just simply not stream it?
Well, I just stuck it in the machine and pressed play and it worked just as well as anything else. So I don't know. I suppose if they're there and people maybe still have ghetto blasters and they kind of think it's cool or something
like
that.
And I'm big into still playing music on physical format. Absolutely I am. I mean, I stream out of convenience, but when it comes to actually wanting, like by choice, it would be physical format.
Yeah, well, I had the cover and I was able to open it up and do the whole thing. So there is, I suppose, there's a little bit of an element of nostalgia about it maybe. And if you weren't there the first time around dealing with the actual pain that there were to, you know, and the inconvenience, maybe this seems like a kind of a romantic thing to do.
But I still have all my old cassettes. I never threw any of them.
Lots of people are there, Sarah. We have here Declan and Wexford. I had boatloads of tapes and wish I'd kept the inlay cards because most of them were mixed and would have made great spot lists on Spotify.
Yeah.
Another one, the tape getting chewed up in the cassette and trying to roll it back with a pencil.
Yes. Nightmare.
Did that on many, many occasions. Okay.
Do you know what? I just meant to say, I have to say something. I have to give a special mention to the mixtape.
Yes.
Which was, you knew someone fancied you when you got a mixtape.
Well, yeah.
And then you could tell whether you fancied them back by what was on it.
Yeah, I used to make mixtapes for myself. I don't know what that says about me.
Because you had nobody to give it to, is
that's
it?
Right.
Mixtape only.
Literally. But anyway.
Gary in Cork says, just packing stuff in my new house and I've come across my case of cassette 50 tapes, which I still have, and I still have the means to play them. Okay, that's... I saw there's lots of people still actually doing that.
But it's not because it's a great format because the music sounds better on it. It's purely, it has to be purely a nostalgia thing. Because if I had a cassette or a CD or a vinyl, if I had all three of the same album, I know which one I'd play first. It'd be the vinyl. Second, it'd be the CD. And I wouldn't even consider the cassette.
Cassettes are only slightly worse than the hissy iTunes streaming. Another one, Liam says, cassettes and vinyl, total crap. The realm of hipsters indeed. Okay. The new Mumford & Sons album was only €5 on cassette, much cheaper than any other format.
Still too expensive.
Is that you beat me to that? Hey. I have lots of cassettes, says Owen. Is there any way to copy them to a USB?
Yes, I've done that in a very roundabout way. I've done it through a four-track mixer into the back of the stereo, recording it onto I don't know what. But yes, you can. You can record from cassette to MP3 using USB. Just look, Google it. It's absolutely possible.
Do you see who's on the bestsellers, though, of the cassettes? That's telling.
Go on.
Queen, Kylie Minogue and Rick Astley. So it has to be.
It's kind of a generational thing.
It's an ironic 80s nostalgia thing.
Yeah.
But then it says that there are some younger acts as well, like Ariana Grande. And the soundtrack to Guardians of the Galaxy.
But still, I mean, even with artists like Ariana Grande and Guardians of the Galaxy, one of the biggest selling soundtracks of the last 10 years, the fact that in total 50,000 cassettes have been sold just tells you how few cassettes have been sold.
Yeah.
You know.
True enough.
Actually, talking about soundtracks, you see the best selling album of last year in Ireland, can you believe that it was The Other Side by, or was The Showman, A Greatest Showman soundtrack by Hugh Jackman and Zac Efron? Let's hear a little bit of The Other Side.
The offer out. I don't want to chase you down. I know you see it. You run with me and I can cut you free out of the treachery of walls you keep in. So trade that typical for something colorful. And if it's crazy, live a little crazy. You can play it sensible, a king of conventional, or you can risk it all and see.
Okay, best-selling album 2018. Is that because people don't buy albums that much anymore, or maybe there's an age cohort that do buy albums?
Well, you see, you're getting tripped up there, Matt, in presuming that all of these charts are statistics of physical sales. They're not.
No,
it includes
downloads.
Includes downloads and streaming.
Like, so it is the most popular album.
The most popular album, but not necessarily the most bought album, let's say. But yeah, you're right. It is the most popular album, most listened to album, it would seem.
Does that surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me because I think there's a real paucity of talent and excitement in pop at the moment. I mean, it's been really bad for the last few years. A lot of it sounds like it's coming from an algorithm. You know, even not that long ago, we had Lady Gaga who came on, you know, with Just Dance, and it was so exciting. I think that this kind of stuff, it's a really good album, actually, The Greatest Showman. Like the songs in it are really good. They're well written.
Bit hokey.
Yeah, but it's theatrical. It's there's a good composition behind it. Mm. You know, like I think this is actually music. You know, this is the thing, and I think that there is an appetite there for real music, and this is probably the best on offer. You know, for people who like to listen to music.
Well, there's a lot of we have the top 10 list of the official Irish biggest albums 2018, and there is three soundtracks in the top 10. Mm. So, A Star Is Born, which has that one good song and a lot of rubbish. And then Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. And nobody's going to argue with that. I mean, that's ABBA songs. So
yeah.
I mean, that in itself will be a great album.
Do you think Shallow is the only good song on A Star Is Born?
Yeah.
Let's hear a bit of it
and
from
even
Bradley
that's not
Cooper
great.
And Lady Gaga.
In all the good times I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times sometimes I fear myself. Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself.
You just look so unimpressed.
I just
John.
Know that that song is an hour song for a bunch of twonks in 2018.
It's a bit like that More Than Words song. You remember that
one
years ago?
More Than Words at least was catchy.
That's, yeah, and lovely harmonies. Yeah. But look, anything that's country in Ireland is going to go to the top of the charts.
Well,
that's
not even
a country.
It's just slush.
It is. It's
country infused. John Cadell, you've been called up by one listener to 0874100102. Says, Mush says the middle-aged man who likes the Spice Girls.
And proud of it.
And but another one supporting you says, you've nailed it and won that ridiculous Bradley Gaga song, so relatable for all our snowflake millennials who are slowly destroying the world.
Yeah, it's just, oh boo, I came out of the cinema and I was bawling. Oh, geez, if that's all you have to whinge about, you're happy. You know, I love your life and your problems.
Another one is music based on emotions and an experience, or an experience you've had. So no wonder why soundtracks are top of the list of people, as they remind people of a good or sad or happy feeling they've had, and it's an escape. Okay, your pick of the week. We have to give a language alert on this one. Tell us about it, Larissa.
I was up in Belfast last week and I came across this rap duo, controversial, Oscoelga, satirical, I think, pair of young lads called Kneecap. Great name.
Kneecap, okay.
And all their songs are in Irish. This one's called Tá an Baggies Ar an Talamh. And
Tá
an Baggies Ar an Talamh.
The baggies are on the ground.
And there's another one called Ceart.
Right.
But they're all about kind of controversial topics. This one is called Amok an Ucht. Sorry.
Cheery mayor, mighty military and lake, so the vagum and lobby, spliffugus cup and tea, and it's the Eha war room, Mark Galler and Yanker, Mimma DLR, Father Joe, MDMA. Chirac, Arakuha, and the Mowgli, Bapka, Jane, Crack,
Kimini,
Kidoya, were two and clap, not back, Martin, Virginia, Gullamak, and Octuk is the J. Kilo, Coca,
and Mowgli,
I love that.
That's great.
And a bit of House of Pain thing in the background.
Yeah.
But I just think, who'd have thought the Irish language was so suitable for rap? It really works. I mean, even when you think of, you know, the word, the phrase out tonight, you know, Amok an Ucht sounds much better.
Yeah.
I just think they've done it brilliantly. Never heard that before.
Great
that.
Find. Match that, John Cadell.
I can't. I'll be honest, there's sod all out this week. And even this, I think, is only grand. It's the return of Jack White's Raconteurs with Brendan Benson, of course. Sunday Driver is the name of one of their double A side.
We'll be right back.
reminds me of early Aerosmith.
I like it, actually.
Sounds great.
It sounds actually something that'd be really good on a movie soundtrack as well.
You reckon, yeah? Better than Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Don't go there. And the listener says that's on Ma or Fad. I presume that's in relation to kneecap rather than to the Raconteurs. Anyway, thank you very much, both of you, for joining us on the programme, Larissa Nolan and John Cadell.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.